When parents want to impress on their children the struggles they went through to give them birth, to educate them, to raise them, children listen until they become teenagers. And then they said, oh no, do I have to hear that old story again? And parents says, yes, as long as I live, you will hear about my struggles. In one way, the church does this with Jesus, to remind us that our faith is not rooted in philosophy. It is not rooted on blank paper upon which people write words. And God does not want us simply to know about Him. He wants love. He wants what every one of us loves. That's why on the cross, when the very people He cured, the very people that He loved, laugh at Him, spit at Him, and crucify Him, and mock Him and say, get up off the cross, and then we'll believe in you. No. Like rich parents who try to buy the love of their parents, Jesus may have been tempted to do a trick, to do a miracle, and get up off the cross. But He didn't come here to impress us with miracles. He came here to capture our hearts with His sincere love. And unless religion and belief in God gets written on your heart, then it will always be somebody else's story. It will be your parents' story, your grandparents' story, your teacher's story, the priest up here is keeping you so long story. But it will never be a story that has you in it. And that's what God desires. And try it. You will see that your life will have a tenderness, an empathy, and a meaning that will outlive your wildest dreams. Because when God loves you, it's better than a miracle. There isn't even a word for it. You have to experience it to understand it. And I'm sure each of you was touched by God's love. Now go deeper into it. Give your life to Him and you will see that love is better than miracles. Slava Isusu Christo.